I'm fine, thank you.
Well, thank you for agreeing to, you know, for the interview and for helping me with my project. Zuni told me a lot about you, and also based on I was in your class last semester, so I know that you kind of is experienced in this domain. So I thought it would be best that I ask you to be my mentor.
Okay.
Basically, my project is about self-discovery, and I'm basically. The project is about self-discovery, but it's really just for students, you know, because a lot of students come into CJEP and we're kind of confused because, you know, all throughout high school we're being told what to do and our courses are automatically given to us. But then when you leave high school, it's all up to you. And many of us are confused, you know, like either we choose a program because we think it's easier for us, or because a lot of family members are doing it, so we kind of just want to stick to the path and we don't know which path is ours. So I was hoping that maybe by interviewing you and asking a few questions that this could help a lot of students who are struggling with this.
Okay, well, sure. I think, you know, it's like the process of self-discovery is it's probably a process of evolution that has always existed. And I think that for your generation, it's showing up in a certain way, simply because, you know, those are the times you're living in, and obviously the circumstances of your lives are different. And the technologies you have access to are different. So I think it's creating a completely different context for your generation. But I do think it's a process that, you know, every generation goes through. And so yes, if there's anything that, you know, my experience can shed some light on, then for sure it would be my pleasure to assist you on this journey.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very much appreciated. Okay. Well, if you don't mind, we could get started with the questions.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Questions are very straightforward and very simple, you know, not trying to be complicated. And also, I heard that you wrote a book on self-discovery. Is that book that you wrote, is it directed to everyone? Like, is it for a certain audience? Can it also help students as well?
Well, the thing is, the truth is, it's not, I don't consider it to be a book. It's a workbook. The reason why I make the distinction between the two is simply because it's this was basically something that I created because I used to offer emotional development workshops, and that was geared towards entrepreneurs because that's the world that I come from, if you want, so to speak. And that's what prompted me, if you want, to write this workbook, simply because I was working with entrepreneurs and I realized that a lot of them were on a path of, you know, wanting to become successful without realizing that they needed a certain sense of self-awareness in order to do that, right? Because, and now it's interesting because now 15, 20 years later, we're talking about the emotional and psychological aspects of being an entrepreneur. But when I was an entrepreneur, this was not something they spoke about, right? All we talked about in the entrepreneurial world was about how to make more money, how to get more clients, how to get a bigger business. And so that's primarily the audience I was targeting with the workbook. It was really just because I felt that I was repeating a lot of the same things over and over again. And so I felt that by creating that guide, if you want, when I did these workshops, there were certain things I didn't have to repeat as often. And also, it was a compilation of the different tools that had worked for me. And so it was an easy way for me to share it with, you know, my clients. So that's why I don't really consider it to be a book that, you know, it's like I didn't create it with the purpose of wanting to like go out in the world and share it with everybody. For me, it was just like a work guide that just made my life easier, you know, doing the work that I was doing at the time.
Well, you've mentioned something about, you know, everyone in the entrepreneurial business that they all didn't have a sense, like they were lacking self-awareness in a way. Do you feel that that goes for a lot of entrepreneurs. Because like you said, a lot of them, well, now, you know, with my generation, we're coming in, but they're all, you know, well, most of them are kind of from the old yeah. generations, not to be yeah. rude.
Older. Listen, I accept that. You guys are like, you know, Zed. So absolutely, we're talking about, you know, when we're talking about older generation, we're talking about X, we're talking about millennials. Yeah. You know, you have like three ahead of you. So yeah, they're older than you. Don't feel bad about that.
Thank you. Do you feel like that lack of self-awareness could apply to most of them?
Well, you know what? Lack of self-awareness, to be honest with you, I think applies to most people in our society, sadly. Mm-hmm. So it's not just entrepreneurs, right? In my case, I focused on that because that's the world I was coming from when I started getting deeper involved with that work, if you want. But that lack of self-awareness is something, unfortunately, that exists throughout our societies. And I think we see the ramifications of lack of self-awareness more in the generations that are in power, right? That's the only reason we are like more aware of it. It's simply because those are the people making the decisions.
Yeah.
So therefore, if you have leaders who lack, you know, a certain insight, if you want, into human development, then the decisions that they're going to make are going to reflect that, and there are going to be consequences for them and for everybody who's affected by those decisions. Yeah. And so I think, unfortunately, you know, a lack of self-awareness is something that is very pervasive in our society at this point. However, I have to say that I find that your generation is definitely, I feel you guys are like hungry to change that. You know, I think in that sense, you guys are definitely change makers, simply because, and I think that's the beauty of evolution. You guys are coming in at a time where technology is changing the context of our society. And it's doing it in such a big way that it's obvious where the parts of our society that are broken, it is becoming very flagrant. And so because of that, we have to be questioning, why is it that we have so many things that are not working anymore? And your generation is willing to do that. And I think the only reason why you guys can is simply because technology has changed everything. So a lot of the things that, you know, boomers and Generation X have been saying, you guys are coming in, and because of the acceleration, if you want, of society now, you guys are looking at it and you're like, yeah, but that doesn't work. And technology is the reason why we're able to really look at a lot of things in the face and be like, that doesn't work. You know, humans are not doing well. Wherefore, in the past, because the pace of life was much slower, because the technology was not as sophisticated, it was easy to kind of just coax through and make believe that things were okay, when in fact they weren't okay. They haven't been okay for a long time. It's just for your generation, it's becoming more obvious. And so you guys are willing to question, which I think is a great thing.
All right. Thank you. So gathering like from what you just said, you do feel that self-discovery is important for students, right?
Listen, I think self-discovery is important for humans, period. It's not just for students. It's just for humans. You're not aware of who you are, if mm-hmm. you don't understand where you fit in your environment, you're going to have a hard time. That's just the basis of it. Like, I think because our lives are becoming more sophisticated, and again, because technology has amplified this level of sophistication, it makes it obvious now to us that if you don't know who you are, you will not know where to go. You will be lost. It's yeah. obvious that now you're going to get lost. Where for in the past, you know, you could be lost, but it didn't seem so obvious. You see what I mean? Because life was so slow and life was so predictable. I think it's the level of unpredictability because of technology again. Like, the major disruptor has been technology. And so because now the pace is so fast, You know, think about it. It's kind of like being in a race car, right? Mm-hmm. If you're in a little car that's not, you know, driving very fast, you're on a little dirt road, even if you're not a very good driver, nobody's going to notice.
Exactly.
Right? Nobody's going to know. It doesn't matter. But now you have to think, your generation, you guys are in these sophisticated F1 machines, and you're allowed to go, like, you know, at 300 kilometers per hour. So if you're not a good driver, we're going to know. And this is literally what's happening now, right? We're on these really high road speed. I mean, we're speeding on these highways. And now we're kind of like, oh, shoot, people don't know how to drive, you know? And it's obviously, it's dangerous for us and it's dangerous for everybody else.
Yeah.
So that's literally what's happening right now.
Yeah. So basically, like, you know, that's the way self-discovery, that's how it can help. You know, like when you know who you are, you know where you want to go, right?
Absolutely. So therefore, and then it answers all these questions that you have, right? The fact that, like you said, then obviously if you are enabled to go through a process of self-discovery, then it's much easier for you to have a sense of what you want to do, what your place in the world is. And I think also the process of self-discovery is also a journey to self-acceptance, right? Because it's not just discovering what you love or what you're passionate about, but it's also going to be a process of reckoning, if you want, with your life, with the person you are, with the family you were born into, or the family you're choosing for yourself as you go further in your life. You know, it's all these things that are going to come together in a way that emotionally are going to be difficult. And it's going to require resilience, right? But these are all skills that you guys need to be encouraged to develop. I think it needs to start even prior to the time you guys leave high school. I think, unfortunately, it seems the awareness that you guys are developing, it's not too late, because I do think, as compared to other generations, you guys are definitely starting the work, I think, sooner. But I think it can be started even sooner. Like the generation that comes after you, I think Alpha, at their age already, should be going through this process. So by the time they come to the age that you are, you already have a more definite sense of who you are and what it is that you want to do. But I do think indirectly, though, you guys are already doing the work. Because, I mean, look at, for instance, all the discussions that we've been having around gender, right? Mm-hmm. We've never had those questions before. People, you know, other generations have just accepted that, you know, there were certain assigned genders and that's just the way it worked. But your generation has come in and you're like, no, we don't see it this way. We think there are different other distinctions that could be made. So you're questioning that. I mean, and also look at the structure of relationships, you know. Back in the days, you know, when people got involved, especially when you talk about romantic relationships, you know, people got in a certain way. Where for now, you guys have a whole different, you know, way of dividing the way you people and the way you guys are hooking up. It's just not the same way. And you're putting in all these different distinctions. And I think that is happening because there is a sense of self-awareness that is being developed. So you guys are stumbling your way across, but I do think that it would be more efficient if you were given the tools and you were able to develop the skills, because those are skills that need to be developed.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So, like, students right now, their self-discovery, they kind of already started doing it before they even realized it, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you. I just have one more question for you.
Yeah.
What advice would you give for students who are trying to, you know, discover who they are, discover themselves as a person, and not just go based on what they were taught or the norms, I'm guessing?
Okay. Well, I think one of the first steps towards getting to know yourself better, I think one of the first things that can be done, and that it's very accessible, is, you know, it's an old school tool, if you want, the idea of self-reflection and journaling. You know, I mean, you know, diaries and personal diaries is something that has been popular for a long time. And there's a reason for that. The idea that, one, taking the time to just sit with yourself every day, even if it's just 10 minutes, right? Whether you're writing, you know, pen and paper, or you're just writing your diary on your phone, just the idea of taking a moment and self-reflecting on your experience that day or the previous day is giving you the opportunity to slow down and to see yourself in a way that you may not have if you didn't take that moment. Yeah. So therefore, yeah, so journaling is one easy way to start accessing that level of self-reflection. I think also just trying to be, I guess, open-minded, because I think, unfortunately, right now, because people lack, you know, insight into themselves, it's you know, people are kind of getting caught up in these echo chambers, if you want. So therefore, you're going to be around people who think like you and see the world like you. And I think because of technology, it's very easy to fall into that trap. And I think being around people who are going to be different and have diverse ideas is definitely helpful, simply because it challenges what you know. Right. So by being around people who will think differently, suddenly you're going to question things that you may have assumed to be the only way to do things. And that is part of the process of self-discovery. Right. It's putting yourself in these experiences that will make you question, you know, and also give you the opportunity to maybe experience something new that you prefer, but that you would have not known any other way. I remember, you know, when I was younger, what older generations and my generations were doing as a process of self, you know, an important process of self-discovery was, you know, traveling abroad. You know, it used to be a big thing that, you know, once you graduated high school or CJEP, that you would go and backpack through Europe or go, or, you know what I mean? It's like you would go away for like a certain period of time by yourself. And then you would experience the world that way. So I guess you have to create, try to recreate that experience in your daily environment, which I think, again, because of technology, it's not as hard, but you have to be willing to do that.
Yeah, because like you said, you have to put yourself out there to discover yourself.
Exactly.
And I feel like a lot of us tend to think that when we start this path, that it'll be easy, you know. But I also read on a quick blog that sometimes there could be, you know, some negative side effects, because, you know, you kind of like distancing yourself from someone you used to know, and you have to now create something completely new. And, you know, the person who you thought you were, you're coming to a realization that this isn't me, you know.
Yeah, it's a tough process. It's a tough process, because that's what I'm saying. It's like we tend to maybe want to romanticize what self-discovery is. It's actually quite an uncomfortable journey. I mean, you know, once you get to the other side of it, it's definitely, the rewards, I think, are definitely plenty, and it's worth it. But the process itself is uncomfortable, absolutely, because it's change. And human beings by nature, we do not like change.
Yeah,
so you have to move forward. Like you just said, you guys are, when you go through that process, you have to let go of things you knew. You have to move toward things that you don't know. And that is scary. And also, it's going to be difficult, simply because not only just for you, but for the people around you, right? Yeah. There are people who may like the way you were because it was convenient for them, for whatever reason, right? So when you start becoming that new person, then it's not just you who will have a hard time adjusting to that. It's going to be your environment, and you're going to have to be able to deal with that as well. And that's not always comfortable, and it's not always easy.
Yeah, because I also feel like those who know themselves as a person, no matter what their entourage or environment might think of them, they could not care less because they're comfortable with them, with themselves. Mm-hmm. They've taken the time to process it all, and you know, and they know exactly what they want, exactly where they want to go in life. Absolutely. So, like, that could also be very beneficial for students all around the world. You know?
Well, the thing is, it is more beneficial for you. However, though, it's a journey. It's a journey. Yeah. I want you to remember that, Gabrielle. So you're not going to figure it out in a year or 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's more like you have to think. It's more as if your kind of self-awareness and self-discovery, the process, if you want, is kind of like suddenly turning on a flashlight, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine you're walking in a cave or in a tunnel somewhere and there's no lights. So yep. Suddenly when you start developing your ability to become self-aware, you're basically turning on a flashlight. And that flashlight, the more intense that light becomes, the further ahead you can see, but you won't be able to see everything. And you never can. That's just life. So it just gives you a better foundation so that you can keep building your life, right? So you are going to have more awareness. You can stand your own ground, but it's not going to be completely easy, right? So that's why it's a process. And then eventually you can look back and you will have built a lot on knowing who you were. And so it's kind of like, you know, it's a step-by-step process. It's not a... Yeah. I'll do it one time and then suddenly I'll be set for life.
Yeah.
It's a never ending journey, if you want. So it's kind of like building your house with the right foundation.
Mm-hmm. Like it's like you said, it's a step by step process, and a lot of people tend to want to rush it because we tend to think that we have to follow a certain timeline.
That's right.
Which is not always the case, you know.
It's never the case. It's never, not even not always. It's never the case, because the thing is, everybody is on their own timeline.
Yeah.
And that's something that is very difficult for us to reconcile, especially in our current society. Because you have to remember, the systems of our society are built on basically going from point A to point Z.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is how everything was built. And this is where, again, your generation, you guys are coming in and you're saying no. And technology is disrupting that, right?
Yeah.
It's showing that you can have many timelines running at the same time. And everybody's going to get to the same end goal. But that's not how the world used to work. The world used to be, there's one way to do things and there's one path to get there.
Yeah.
And that's what's difficult for a lot of people to understand.
Exactly. Because like when I was creating my logo, I was like, what could be the best way to represent, you know, self-discovery in a small little thing?
Mm-hmm.
So I drew a tree, and I around the tree I kind of did like arrows for like a compass.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because it's a circle, and I wrote discover yourself.
That's right.
The tree, it has roots, and I'm hoping that, you know, when I put it up on the website, that whoever goes onto my blog will be able to entangle the roots, you know, kind of like give herself a try and explain their life story through the roots.
Mm-hmm.
And the compass is like, you know, just pointing wherever you want.
That's right. That's right. You will be moving in the direction that you need to be moving to. It's just, I think, like I said, I think one of the most important things, though, is that the process of discovery will be made easier if you guys are given the tools.
Yes.
Those are skills that you need to develop. It's not a chance process. It's not something we were born with. It's a process that is natural because it's evolution. But it's a process that, especially I think because times are changing so much, it's important that you guys basically are given the opportunity to develop the skills in order to get through that process. So absolutely. I think you're, you know, using the tree and the compass are two great symbols, you know, because I don't know if you're aware, but, you know, the symbolism around the tree of life has been around for a very long time. There's a reason for that, right? A tree that is well-rooted is going to be very resilient to any storm, right? And that's life, basically.
Yeah. I didn't even I didn't even know that it could be represented like that.
Absolutely. That's why you'll see the symbol, like, you know, in a lot of movements, you'll see that they use the tree of life as a symbol. It's because, you know, and the roots can be very deep. Because I don't know if you're familiar with that. There's a tree that we find predominantly in Asia and Africa, the baobab tree.
Yeah, I know that tree.
Those are amongst the oldest trees in the world, right? You have to think these trees, some of these trees are like 6,000-7,000 years old. Could you imagine, right? A tree surviving that long, but that's because of the roots. Exactly. Yeah. So when you look at how the roots are so deeply, you know, rooted in, that's the reason why that tree can survive to be that big, one, because they become really massive trees, but then also just being resilient in the way that they are. Yeah. So, yeah.
I also like how the baobab tree has like a thick, you know, it's kind of thick.
Yeah, the bark is really thick. Yeah.
And it's like you kind of, you know, your skin is thick, like no one can really pierce through it. Like
absolutely.
You know who you are.
That's right. But that's because of the roots, though.
Yeah.
You have to think the baobab could grow to be that big and that strong because of the roots. And that's what the process of self-discovery could allow for humans, right? It allows you to grow the roots. Because this is going to be the first time that as a young person, you intentionally decide who you want to be. Because this is what it's about, right? That's why teenage years, you know, parents always dread those years, because that's when you guys basically decide to start setting off on your own.
Yeah. And,
but it's necessary, because this is when you start making your way into making your own life, which is normal. But that process will only be, will only become beneficial if you're able to go at it with the skills that you need, but also setting down the roots that will set you off for your life. Like I said before, it's kind of, you know, the right foundation so you could build your house. So, yeah, it's important.
Well, thank you so much, Dilkes Long.
You're welcome.
Thank you for taking the time to agree to this interview. I really appreciate it once again, and for, you know, the advice you've given on self-discovery, and you basically dove deeper down what self-discovery is, you know. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And I do hope that, you know, the journey will not be too hard of a process, because it's worth it, right? It's not comfortable. That's one thing for sure. It's not a process that's comfortable, but it's a process that's worth it, because you build a life that resembles who you want to be, right? Mm-hmm. Intention. I think if you go through that process with the right mindset, then you're going to build a life that you can be proud of.
All right. Well, thank you so much once again, Dilkes Long. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure.